All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Make America great again.
The Big Mix.
Welcome back to the Big Mix Show. I am your host, Lance Migliaccio. With me, as always, Mr. George Ballantine. Rise and grind. That's what we're doing today. Hardcore, banging out all the information and everything we took. Just got back from Las Vegas. And of course, the CSPOA event. George, I see you're rolling a new shirt. Is that not new? New shirt? What's going on?
I cannot tell a lie, Lance. Yes, it is. I mean, you were there, but you just didn't see it. I kind of snuck this one past you, I think.
I think you might have been a little sneaky on that. At the end of the day, it's good. We always like to see George running and gunning in a new shirt.
Let me tell you all where this shirt came from, though. This is courtesy of American Patriot Relief.org. They donate a lot of proceeds to the J6ers. You can go to that site, visit them, support some J6ers. So this shirt was in support of J6ers. That's what we like to do, right? Support our fellow brethren and sisterin.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, we never like to see somebody wrongfully incarcerated. That's what our DOJ does. We heard more about that at this last event than probably we've heard in a while. But let's start off, tip of the spear. Liberty means anything at all. It means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. And our audience knows that on this show, we don't care. Republican, Democrats, nonpartisans, you step out of line and the Big Mig Show's coming after you because we believe it's one giant uniparty in D.C. We've got plenty of news today proving that. At the end of the day, I don't think you can trust really either side of the aisle. There are a few honest men and women in D.C., but I'd have to say it's probably below 25. I tend to believe it's between 15 and 20 based on a lot of information and results. You know, our plan with this show, though, is to give you the evidence, give you the truth, give you the sauce, bring the right guests. And of course, through that process, we hope that you will educate yourself so that you'll realize that mainstream media, lots of social media, and obviously the DC cabal are just funneling you a bag of trash. They don't want you to know the truth. That's their whole plan. And of course, a lot of times you're going to listen to our show and it's not going to make you happy, but it's better to be hurt by the truth than comforted with a lie. And that's exactly what our plan is. We're hoping that we can unify the country one episode at a time. And we have got a ridiculous lineup of guests coming up. We're trying to firm up dates now with everybody. We had a little bit of a down week because we were obviously so busy with the National Audio Broadcasters event. Of course, we were speaking at the CSPOA and, of course, helping out Sam Bushman, our friend from Liberty News Radio. So we were slammed.
Whoa.
We ran into Flynn.
Hold up.
Ivan Raiklin, Boone Cutler, Mike Lindell. I mean, the lineup was just unbelievable. Lots of Patriots. Mindy Robinson was there. I mean, George, am I right? Were we not surprised by the volume? We talked to Sheriff Richard Mack, Sheriff Darleaf. And I got to tell you, I was excited to see Dr. Fleming. We're going to be bringing him on the show. We're going to talk about Project Diffuse. You guys know a lot about it? Well, from us, but Dr. Fleming is the end-all expert on it. We've also got a NASA outing expert that's going to be joining us. Also, Nick Bryant, who in my opinion is the Epstein P. Diddy expert. He'll be joining us before long. And Patrick Byrne has committed to an interview. We ran into him, talked to him a little bit at the event. There were lots of great people there, lots of great sheriffs from all around the country. Flynn was there doing his movie. Don't forget the Flynn tour is still going on. FlynnMovie.com/TheBigMig. Get over there, reserve a ticket. He's selling out everywhere. Everybody that's seen the movie just can't stop raving about it. George, I think this NAB, the combination of the NAB event with the
time out, Lance. I got to interrupt you because you left out a few things that I want to just add to your commentary.
Oh, please, Adam.
And shush. So we also helped our good friend Joel Altman and Lindell TV get through the event. You know,
yeah.
Whenever they needed our assistance, we were there. Lance was actually doing interviews for Lindell TV on the side. Mm-hmm. I was just chilling out, doing my thing. Lance is doing great. Did a lot of great interviews. He was in with Joel in some singles. So my my congrats to you, Lance, on those. Those were great. But also, we got a chance to speak to Wayne Allen Root, who said, yes, he would love to come on the Big Mig.
What?
We're going to do it.
I love Wayne Allen Root. I got to tell you, I mean, my hat's off to him. What's he got, 14 or 15 or maybe more interviews with Donald Trump? And the great thing about events like this is not only did we get to get some updates on technology, George and I found some stuff. We're going to be pursuing some great new cameras. We're going to start with some of the stuff in George's studio, some pan tilt zooms, amazing technology. It looks like we're going to be working directly with that company. We also found some amazing translation products. We'll tell you more about it as we get logged in. But, my feeling is when you go to an event like that, the amazing part is the incredible number of people all in one location. There are people there that I didn't expect to be there. And you also don't know. You talk to a lot of these people online and you talk to them, by DM and by text message. But when you engage them in person, you're always impressed with what good people they are. Mike Lindell is every bit an American patriot. And when you talk to him in person, he's always so, such a good guy. I can't even tell you. And the same thing goes for Wayne Allen Root. He made time to talk to us. Joe Altman made some intros for us, which was super helpful. I guess the total number of streams are almost up at 100,000. If you want to watch the CSPOA event, you can speed through some of the breaks. We obviously streamed the whole thing because we didn't know exactly when the best guest would be on. They had an itinerary, but some stuff got moved around. Of course, you can find that on Rumble. We appreciate everything that Rumble does for us along with locals. Those guys are showing us more love than anybody else. You won't be able to find us on YouTube anymore. Our final strike, they decided to boot the Big Mig. It's no surprise. So Rumble, suck on that, bro. Suck on that. I mean, not Rumble. YouTube. Suck on that. Oh. Not Rumble. I want to say that I love Rumble. That was for YouTube. At the end of the day, no surprise that they finally banned us for good. It's the way they operate over there. They don't want the truth out. It was, of course, over some COVID information that came off the CDC website. They wouldn't want anything that's actually fact coming out. Now, don't forget, Sea of Mud. .com, patriotic apparel for the whole family. We love those guys. We love what they do for us. We appreciate their support. Please go over there and buy some products from Kyle. Use the Big Mig all caps for the best price. Also home of the Big Mig swag. You can get over there, get all sorts of products. Besides that, obviously beanies. Doesn't come with the suspendables pin. That came from our friend Kyle Serafin, but you do have the Big Mig swag. Long sleeves, hoodies, short sleeves. Amazing product, amazing quality. He does a killer job. And of course, our buddies at Beard Vet, I want to grab the giant 2.5 pound bag, roast it yourself. Let me make sure there's the angle. 2.5 pounds, $24.99, an amazing deal. You can get all their flavors, Gorilla Nilla, Combat Crunch, Dress Blues, you name it, it's available in the 2.5 pound brand. And this is something they just started offering. And of course, as always, the Keurigs. Beard Vet Energy, George's favorite.
There we go, baby. That's my baby.
That's an amazing product. We had a little sample there that George smuggled on the airplane.
I did not. I do not smuggle things, like Lance.
At the end of the day, amazing product, incredible. George loves it. Lots of people that have bought it love it. So again, all caps, the Big Mig. Whenever you go to Beard Vet or Beard Vet Tactical or Beard Vet Energy, please use that code. And let me emphasize, when it comes to our direct sponsors, it's not about affiliate fees for us. We don't take affiliate fees from them. They sponsor the show directly. What they do want to do is track that you purchased it because the Big Mig told you to. They want to know that the Big Mig's doing a good job for them, and they want to know. So get over there. Don't forget, great prices on ammunition. So Beard Vet Tactical, Beard Vet Energy, and Beard Vet Coffee. Keurigs, coffee cups, tumblers, you name it. Great stuff, and great American patriots. You know, at the Big Mig, we support the parallel economy. We do not support woke products, woke companies, woke agendas, no matter what they offer. And don't forget to join the X community. If you haven't done it already, head over to the Big Mig Show on X. Go over there and click, join the community. Let me tell you, you're going to want to be part of that community right now because we are going to be pre-releasing information, some clips from the show, that sort of thing. But what we're really going to be doing is letting you guys know in advance what big interviews are coming up. And we got a killer lineup. Roger Stone connected us with a couple people that are just going to blow your doors off. So I think it's a great opportunity. And don't forget to follow our friend on True Social and Getter, Rich Esparza with a P, E-S-P-A-R-Z-A. Get over there and follow him. So, George, man, yes. The show, so much stuff. I don't even know what to talk about, really.
Well, let me take this lead, Lance. So you spoke about the cameras, right? And these cameras are amazing, everybody. They're like this little, this big, and it's like 4K resolution, exactly what something that I need. And the prices are right. Once we work out a full thing with them, because they do want to sponsor the show now, too. We just got to work out the details. We're going to bring that to you. Second, now this is huge. We met two software developers, have their own company that developed live closed captioning, which comes live while we're talking, but also
real time,
but also can be translated in the language of our choosing. Number three, they're almost finished with this product where it does vocal translation of a language of our choosing. So let's say we're doing this channel and I set up my other channel, Spanish. What we're talking will be said in Spanish. So we're working out, we're going to be working hopefully a deal with them to help them bring their product to light, and we'll see. But it's a great product, and you know what? I can't wait to get that going. It's going to be huge. We're going to test it out and see where it goes. You know, but just think about, Lance, you know, structure a deal, and then Rumble offers that to all their subscribers, people that post shows and stuff, subscribers, whatever.
Well, I can tell you, if you guys are looking for a camera, if you already have a podcast and you're looking for a pan tilt zoom with remote control, with 4K resolution, with a low light sensor, which means that for indoor applications, the sensor is just mind blowing. It's brand new technology. They're trying to get a foothold in the United States, and the price point is below $300.
It's AI tracking too, voice activated and hand gestures. It works
all. You guys can let us know, just DM us or whatever, and we'll tip you off on the camera. We want to see these guys do amazing. All you need to do is let them know the big make. And we're going to try to get a deal for our listeners and subscribers. But the price point is so unbelievable. Let me tell you. And it's a pan tilt zoom that's basically the size of a giant strawberry, a big strawberry. And I can tell you this, there's nothing like it. We looked at all the technology from every company, including Red Camera, you name it, Sony, JVC, everybody was there, all the big camera manufacturers. Nobody's even coming close to this technology, and it's got all the protocols, and they're working directly with everybody from Wirecast and all the other companies, Vimeo and all the rest of them that do production, to make sure that the pan tilt zoom controls inside will work. So I think the updates will be amazing too. Love these guys, love what they're doing. And that's got nothing, because obviously they're not sponsoring the show yet, but they want some help from us because they know we know quite a few people. All right, well, let's get into the show, George, unless you have anything else.
I don't know, Lance, you want to start off with the meme we got going here or what?
Yeah, of course we've got to throw up the thumbnail like we always do.
Huh.
Let's hit the thumbnail first, kind of show everybody. As you guys know, Biden pulled the trigger. The ticking time bomb of trans athletes in women's sports. He's decided to go ahead and go full bore on this. Not a good thing. At the end of the day, no surprise to this, that Riley Gaines made some comments today that I think are spot on. She's not happy about it because, of course, this is going to impact any school that takes federal funding in any manner. The only way you get around this is just tell the government you're not going to take the federal funding, which is unlikely in most of the schools across the country. That's, of course, the leverage, right? Take the federal funding and we've got you by the call, UNAs. You guys know that. It's a big reach around, and that's what Biden administration loves to do. This is a big middle finger by Joe Biden and his current administration. I don't like it. George, give me your thoughts before we dig in and start. And of course, I think you want to show this amazing meme you found.
I'll give you my thoughts because let me see. They're actually... Women fought for so many years to have women's rights, right? How long have they been doing it? For decades, to get equal rights. Mm-hmm. And allowing men to compete in women's sports is taking away all them rights that they've been working for so many years. There's no justification of it. It's crazy.
All the training and the work they did to become top-level athletes, and now you take some schmuck that really is a non-competer in men's sports, and because he says he's a chick... all of a sudden he's able to just come in there and just dominate. Well, sure, some guy comes in and he can physically dominate. Why? Because he's got testosterone, because he's a man. He didn't dominate in men's sports. You've seen the statistics. You've seen many of these guys that couldn't even hold a candle in men's sports. They didn't even rank. Now they come into women's sports and just crushing it. But the scary part is not only are you undermining everything these women have worked for, you're also endangering them. This is dangerous. A lot of these women are getting seriously hurt by these male athletes because these male athletes are going in and they're abusing the opportunity and they're dominating these women with their physical strength. And it's not because they're amazing athletes. It's because they just happen to be men versus women. But so, George, I always like to set the tone. And I got to say, I missed everybody. I missed not streaming on Friday. We missed not doing it. We're going to give you the schedule
Friday.
This week. Yeah, Friday we didn't really stream. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Friday. Wednesday we didn't really stream. I apologize. I said Friday.
Okay, that's what I just want to make sure. Yeah, that's Wednesday. All right. I know it was a long trip, jet lag and stuff.
I get you. I missed you guys on Wednesday for sure. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you guys, I slept my butt off yesterday. I didn't do a whole lot.
I mean today.
George and I have a ton to work from the show, but I was just beat. We walked all, how many square feet?
Lance, is the convention I just have to tell you, some of the right people already know.
Yeah. Yeah, I slept like crazy yesterday and just recharged. I was beat. It's hard to talk to them. I mean, George loves to socialize. You guys know me. I'm not always the most social beast out there. It's not one of my fortes a lot of times. But at the end of the day, we did it, pulled it up. But the convention center, George, how big is that convention center? Seriously, dude. Is it not gigantic?
What's funny part is one section was closed because they're remodeling and stuff. I mean, it is definitely huge. It's a lot to walk. And
we walked what, the west?
We walked the north? We walked the south first. South? Then I think Central or whatever you want to call it.
Central, which is the gigantic. We watched all three of them in 2 days.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the amount. And we had to interact with people and look at the products. We've got some additional footage George is going to put together. He'll put it up on Rumble in case anyone wants to see the amount of vendors that were there.
Oh, it's crazy.
All right, George, let's set the tone, brother. Let's put up this meme down.
So this meme is done by my friends Rumble Rants, Machiavelli Memes. I think two other collabs on it. I'm not sure the names, but the main two I know is Rumble Rants and Machiavelli Means. Hat tip to you boys. You guys do great work. I'm going to play this. And once this is done, I'm going to shut off all the streams except for Rumbles and Locals, the ones that support us. All right? That's just the way it's going to be
right
now.
Go on over there.
Till I hear otherwise, that's the way it's going. Here we go.
You know what the deep state is making desperate and desperate.
Riggins.
Try to snatch elections. The next these
Riggins.
Crime insurrection. Somebody tell me
Riggins.
Who Donald Trump is. I walk through the swamp of DC where death is. The Capitol Police will leave you breathless. Try to drain it. It's kind of hard getting drunk with prosecutors. Yeah, now check the method. They be making allegations, harass and arrest us. They and MAGA all a bunch of terrorists. Domestic, huh? Now we're terrorists? What's the basis? You ain't getting nowhere with your bullshit cases. A witch hunt of lies and investigations. My mama used to say, only Jesus can save us. Well, MAGA, you know it's time to move. We counting down to November. We got shit to do. Bye. God showed me the way because the commies trying to break us down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I won't do now to right their wrongs. I want to walk to God, but they've been fucking up our shit for so long. God showed me the way because the commies trying to break us down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I won't do now to right their wrongs. I wanna walk to God, but they've been fucking up our shit for so long. So long. So long.
I like them apples. I think that's pretty good.
I think it was good. I think we've set the tone. Let's dig right into it. We don't want to make anybody wait too long.
I love
Jesus. At the end of the day, you guys know this is all the first story. Biden lights the ticking time bomb of trans athletes in women's sports. What does he do? Title IX rules get flushed, modified and flushed. So he's obviously dismantling the Trump era Title IX rules. Doesn't surprise me. Opens the door for LGBTQ and, of course, trans athletes. So behind this are the two nation's largest teachers unions, the American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association. They've been heavily advocating this for months. They asked for the regulations to be finalized in this direction. And during this current election cycle, here you go, you won't be surprised by this, I'm sure, these two unions have funneled millions. Let me repeat this. They have funneled millions of dollars into Democrat-aligned political action committees, foundations, and of course, virtually nothing for the Republicans, according to the federal filings. Now, let's talk about the dangers of this. You're talking about male athletes competing in female sports. If anybody doesn't think that's dangerous for people, go ahead. Let's take a male athlete in any sport that has any kind of contact whatsoever. We could talk about basketball, volleyball, MMA, boxing, or otherwise at this level. Don't think that the female athletes are going for it. Many of them have been injured already. George, let's play Media One just to set the tone on what the female athletes are thinking right now.
I can tell you they're pissed. Here we go.
You might remember this viral video. You got a biological male in the circle. His student, he's playing on a girls' basketball team. He's caught on camera injuring an opponent. If that video wasn't outrageous enough, you got a new report now alleging that the same student was kicked off a rowing team for making lewd comments in a girls' locker room back in 2022. How's that teen allowed to continue playing on women's teams? Evidently, that kid is playing in five sports. Our next guest was seriously injured by a transgender athlete when she played high school volleyball in North Carolina, Peyton McNabb. Peyton, I want to talk about what happened to you, but I also want us to look at this video again together. What is your reaction to this incident? Evidently, they would go on to forfeit the game when two other girls were hurt.
Yeah, it shouldn't take two other girls to get hurt. And watching this video, I mean, it is a hard watch, but this guy is like a tornado. I mean, he is destroying everything in his path. He's taking opportunity away from girls. And, I mean, we're seeing it over and over again. He is not only damaging these girls physically, but also emotionally. You know, he thinks he's entitled to every opportunity and every space that is supposed to be just for girls, and then whines because it's been hard for him. I mean, does he not think it's been hard for the girls also? And he's the one that's causing all of these issues. So to me, this is the definition of narcissism and misogyny.
Absolutely. And we're the adults in the room to say it's not fair. Let girls play with girls. Decisions you make in your life, that's up to you. No one's judging you. But don't screw up women's sports in the process. You should be ineligible to play. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our sports should not be getting damaged because you have a false reality.
Peyton, I want to talk about what happened to you. You're playing volleyball, and you got the ball spiked right into your face by a transgender. How did it affect you? And in that game, your team was so freaked out. How did it affect them?
Yeah, the rest of my team was terrified to continue the game, which, why wouldn't you be? I mean, what happened to me was completely avoidable. And because of what happened, my life has changed. It's been changed forever. And unfortunately, I don't know if I'll ever be back to the way I was before. You know, it's really unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. I'm having to live with that.
What's lingering from that game?
So the headaches are still really bad. My cognitive issues are probably the worst. I'm in college right now, and I'm having to get extra help in school, which is something I've never had to do before. There's a lot of different things that follow that. My body's still in shock, so I have other health problems because of the trauma to my brain. And it's really unfair, and this should have never happened to me. And I should have never been put in this place by North Carolina's High School Athletic Association.
Right. Stand up for women's sports. I thought that was a given. And now I think you should probably join Riley Gaines' organization and start making sure this doesn't happen to anybody else. Good luck with your issues. And thanks so much for sharing your story, Peyton McNabb.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. And also, KIPP Academy declined to comment on the new report. They want it to go away. But sadly.
You know, Lance, I'm going to give these girls some advice of what to do. Next time you're playing on a court, whether it be volleyball or basketball, and there's a transgender man on there that could hurt you, and basketball, accidentally trip and fall on his knee sideways. And if he's on the volleyball court, he's coming up to the spike, run towards the net and trip yourself, go through the net and on his knee too. I'll take him out. Simple as that. And I'll probably cry like the little biatch that he is. Get rid of him. Seriously. Hurt them. Listen, don't let them hurt you.
I think
them.
Eroded people's the rights in the reverse, right? I mean, at the end of the day, look, listen to this quote. This is from the Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Crystal clear that everyone can access schools that are safe, welcoming them, and that respect their rights. Well, Miguel, bullshit. You're full of it. This is not welcoming for the female athletes. You violated their rights as female athletes. Why? For this less than 1% so that we can focus on this and we can undermine female athletics? That's what you've done. At the end of the day, it's not fair. Let's face it. Without very much training going into women's sports, and especially certain sports, contact sports, and let's face it, most sports have some contact in them. At the end of the day, I don't think it's reasonable or fair. And this is just more Biden administration chaos. You know that the deep state loves chaos. It's more help in undermining everyone's rights across the country. These few mentally handicapped individuals that have decided that they're men when they're women, or they're women when they're men. Listen, it's going to affect all the colleges, elementary and high schools that receive federal money. I don't like it. Let's play media too, George.
And I got another comment to make for the people. Please, Lance, hold on.
You bring us in
breaking
right
today
after.
A first of its kind lawsuit to protect fairness in women's sports. 16 current and former female student athletes allege that the NCAA's transgender policy is a violation of Title IX that reduces female competitive opportunities and deprives women of their constitutional right to bodily privacy in locker rooms. At the center of the lawsuit is trans athlete Leah Thomas, whose results in the 2022 NCAA Swim Championships directly impacted my two guests. Riley Gaines is a former University of Kentucky swimmer and host of the Gaines for Girls podcast on OutKick. And Rika George swam for Virginia Tech and is now the director of operations for the school's swim and dive team. Both are part of today's filing. Ladies, great to have both of you with us. Thank you for joining us today. So Riley, let me start with you. What is the goal of this lawsuit? And if you win, who would be impacted?
Well, thank you very much for having us on. The NCAA's most basic job is to protect the fairness and safety of competition in collegiate sport. But instead, what Reka and I face, and what countless other female athletes continue to face at the hands of the NCAA, is discrimination against us on the basis of our sex, which is, of course, everything that Title IX was passed to prevent from happening. So the NCAA is failing on their most basic duties to provide fair, equal, and safe competition, not just for women, but really for everyone. And who this would impact, what we are hoping for out of this lawsuit is, one, accountability, two, responsibility, and three, for the NCAA to implement Title IX by its original intent. So it would impact every athlete who competes at the collegiate level, and of course, future athletes who hope to compete at the collegiate level.
So I don't know if you've seen, Rika, any response from the NCAA on this lawsuit yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
All right. So tell me a little bit about, you know, in some ways, when I read the stipulations on all of these programs about testosterone levels that need to be tested in three different ways over different time periods in order to allow some of these trans athletes to participate in competition, I mean, I'm wondering if some of these programs might not welcome not having to go down that road anymore. It's a very complex situation that they got themselves tied up in with all of these different regulations. I wonder how you think this is going to go over with universities, whether they're going to fight this hard or whether they might welcome it.
Yeah, I don't know personally how it's gonna go down, but I hope for the best that each university will have the opportunity to use their resources and everything to go down this path and help future athletes to have an equal opportunity when it comes to racing against somebody who's a biological male in the female sports.
You know, it's interesting when you look at the transcript of the conversation that Charlie Baker, the head of the NCAA, had with Senator Mike Lee. Lee asked him, has the NCAA assessed the physical, emotional, psychological harm of its transgender inclusion policy on female athletes? And what are the findings? If not, why not? And Baker responded that they hadn't conducted any research related to their current policy in that regard. Riley, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
This is the same approach that former President Mark Emmert had, now, of course, Charlie Baker. What we've seen across the board as it pertains to the NCAA is it's full of cowards, spineless, morally bankrupt cowards at that. So, look, we're hoping they do the right thing. Honestly, I believe that people within the NCAA are hoping that this is a successful lawsuit. Because honestly, I don't think they want to be troubled with making this decision because it puts them, it puts Charlie Baker in a difficult position. Same thing, these states that are implementing, you know, statutes that prevent males from competing in women's sports at the state level. I believe that the NCAA wants these states to get this legislation through. So it takes it off their plate because, again, they want to avoid accountability and responsibility at all cost.
Yeah. Rekha, your final thought on that. Do you think that this is something that's going to be successful?
I really do believe that it's going to be successful. We have really great group of women standing up and speaking for others. And, you know, we give the opportunity to people to support us. They can visit this website called takeonthenCAAs.com, and they can get all the updates on the case going forward.
All right, Rekha George, thank you very much. Riley Gaines, thank you.
You know, Lance, they need to just end this crap for once and for all. But I'm going to say something, and, you know, we're going to be going to commercial break. But so I want somebody to do a study, somebody to do some research for me, because I want to see how many of these girls in sports come from Democratic families, because I'm betting that most of them are from conservative families. And that's why the Democrats don't care and keep pushing to let transgenders compete in women's sports, because it ain't their kids. When it happens to their kids, you bet you believe they'll probably say something when a kid comes crying, "Mommy, Daddy, this boy beat me in volleyball today," or whatever, softball or something. What do you think, Lance? You think so?
Listen, I think so. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be talking about liberal inclusivity mandates that are taking a jackhammer to the integrity and fairness of female athletes when we come back. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to think. It's not going to be good for them.
Boom! See you in a few.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound, brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. Here are your hosts, George Ballantine, and at my side, always, Lance Migliaccio, coming to you live from Colorado and New Jersey. I just want to thank our sponsors, Sea of Mud, Patriotic Apparel. He's got your Big Mig shirts. He's got all kinds of patriotic shirts, even women's wear, dresses too, hats, stickers, posters. Go to seaofmud.com. Go there now. Buy a shirt. Buy something. Use The Big Mig in all caps when you check out. So you get, he gives you 15% off with that too. How you like them apples? Then you have Beard Vet Coffee, my favorite though, Beard Vet Energy Drink. Go to beardvet.com, use The Big Mig in all caps, and go buy some coffee or Beard Vet Energy. He's got a lot of stuff too, Lance, right? Got all kinds of gear there too for himself. But go there, do us a favor, buy something, support our sponsors because they support us, The Big Mig Show, which makes the show go round for you guys, you know? Lance, back to these men competing in women's sports. I'm calling them men because, you know, they're men. That's all there is to it. Men. How come we don't see too many women competing in men's sports? That's what I want to know. You see the men that usually fail in men's sports and they want to go become a, say they're a woman. What's the deal?
I think we already know why. Because it's an unfair advantage, right? At the end of the day, we're already seeing this in golf, swimming, skateboarding, cycling, surfing, MMA, volleyball. And I think when coaches, and I want to be definitive about this, when a coach has to forfeit a game because he's concerned about the safety of his team, when is enough enough? This whole LGBTQ tied in with the trans agenda and DEI, how do we restrict this? Let's say that it's an LGBTQ too. Anybody that's transitioning, even a female taking male hormones, they could justify that they need them medically because they're transitioning. You see what's going on here. These male athletes, not necessarily do they need any hormones because they already have higher levels of growth hormone and testosterone in their system. It's unfair. The words that come to mind for me are battery and assault. Those are words that, like, you watched this just a little while ago, the video we played. That guy's tossing that girl around like a rag doll. How does a team go back? Forget the injuries. How about the psychological injury to the rest of the team members? How about the fact that they're all concerned for their health? How about the fact that they're worried about being able to play in any sport, worried about an injury? Because let's face it, that's something athletes have to worry about without having to worry about getting assaulted by a man in female sports. It's, you know, ridiculous.
You know what, Lance?
And any parent would be angry. I have to be honest. If that was my daughter getting thrown around that courtroom, I probably would have ran onto the court and punched that dude. And I'm going to say it again, punched that dude right in the face.
I got a better idea. I got another idea.
I would have had enough was enough for that. But at the end of the day, look, let me finish this and I'll let you jump right in, George. This is a 1972 law. And at the end of the day, I think it addressed the issues well enough. But when you start modifying the issues for such a small segment of the population, what about the women's locker room? Here's this guy in there dangling his meat in the women's locker room. Does anybody think that's okay? Because I don't. I don't want my daughter in there if she's a college athlete, if she's a high school athlete, if she's a grade school athlete. I think it's more common in the high school and college athlete section. But at the end of the day, should my daughter have to see some guy dangling his meat? I don't think so. In fact, I'd say no. Hell no, George. That's what I say. Thoughts?
I'm with you, Lance. I say hell no, too. But you know what? I'm going to say, let's find out which women teams don't have men on them that are going to be competing against a women's team that has a man on it. Guys, let's just help these women out, join their team, and we'll take on this fake-ass guy that thinks he's a girl and take his ass out. And then we'll just go back to the bench and let the girls play. I think that's a great idea.
look, at the end of the day, as much as I agree with you, George, that shouldn't be necessary, right? This final rule dumps kerosene on the already raging fire that is Democrats' contentious culture war that aims to radically redefine sex and gender, says Fox. And I think that statement nails it. I don't think you can say and look at this and think this is okay. We're going to see more injuries. We're going to see athletes around the country talking about this. And at the end of the day, when coaches have to pull their team members out because they're worried about assault and battery, they're worried about dangling meat in the locker room. Enough's enough, dude. I don't think any of this is okay. And I'm tired of this administration on both sides of the aisle allowing this garbage to go on. Don't forget, guys, there's 330 million of us, and a lot of us are parents, grandparents, and otherwise, and there's only 535 of those cowards and traitors sitting in D.C. You have to look at it on the big picture. Do you want your daughters to be worrying about sexual harassment while they're playing sports? I think it's severe. I think it's pervasive. I think it's egregious and perverse. George?
Lance, can I have some joy? Just a little bit, and let me join a team so I can take out the man. Just a little, bro.
George, I don't want to see you in long hair and a skirt.
I'm not wearing. I don't gotta wear long hair and a skirt. All I gotta do is identify.
You have to play the part. If you're gonna
I just have to identify.
Okay, I'm gonna go on the record right now. George would make an ugly woman. I'm going on the record. I would too. Right now.
I know, right? I just want to take the other guy out. I want to help the women out. I mean, I don't understand. Like, women all over the country should be standing up because, you know, unless you want to go back to no voting rights, we can go back and stick your asses in a home and just bare feet, pregnant, cooking and cleaning and not working. Some might like that, though, but you know what I mean? Like, no, we don't want that for women. We want you guys, you're equals. You know, you deserve same as us.
I think Biden is creating a whole new level of victims. He says this is put in place to protect the victims, and he's completely ignoring the women. He doesn't care. I hope you guys make him pay at the polls. I hope you make all of DC pay at the polls. It's time to get the rhinos out of there. It's time to get these Democratic lowlifes, these scumbags. Get them at the polls. And this goes for all women. And I have to tell you, the liberal women ought to be just as angry because at the end of the day, they've spent their life trying to excel at women's sports. And here we are. Do you guys think it's a good idea? I hope to God you don't. I don't care if you're a liberal woman or otherwise. I'll fight for your rights as much as I'll fight for conservative women's rights. But obviously, you guys have to recognize this. This is an assault on women, girls, and all the efforts they've made. And these aren't just accusations. At the end of the day, having to go in a locker room and see a man undressing because he tells you he's a woman, I don't think that's right. And I think it's an assault on all women of all beliefs. Hopefully you guys will do something about it, make them pay at the polls, and hopefully you'll ring the phones off in Congress and tell them they all suck a big fat one. George.
Yeah, Lance, I know, but I want, you know, at the end of the day, I just did that for somebody funny. So, but we're going to go to this next story because I don't want to see men no more in women's sports.
Please take us in.
But I want to just warn everybody what you're, some of the things you're going to see, it might be a little disturbing to you, so be mindful, but in no way, shape, or how do we condone this or support this? No one should set themselves on fire. I don't know. Anybody to do that is definitely has some mental issues that they're going through. I don't know. But this next one, the guy that set himself on fire by the Trump trial, whatever, he even wrote a manifesto online. Why he warning of some apocalyptic fascist world coup and calling for a revolution. I mean, he's definitely sick. I'm just going to show you the pictures of the guy. We got some videos and stuff, but please do not do what he did. You can protest with signs, with your friends, speak up, but don't cause harm to yourself or anybody. It's just not the way to go. You know, I don't think
you're going to send the right message. You don't send the right message to anybody.
Our prayers go out to him, his family, and everybody else. Let's hope he makes it. I don't know what his status is, Lance, but it's definitely sad.
Well, there's no doubt, and let me say this, George, there is a mental health crisis in the United States. I think it's an individual like this as much as it is an individual that believes he's a transgender, that he believes he's a different gender, or he or she does. I think a lot of this is triggered by people that actually need mental health support. I'd love to see us stop wasting money on four different foreign kinetic and non-kinetic events around the world that have to do with war. But of course, we're not going to do that because they don't make money off of this, right? They don't make money off this agenda. They make money off the money laundering otherwise. And of course, the military industrial complex and big pharma, they only want to treat the symptoms. They don't want to treat the disease. Let's load them up with some drugs that just kind of tone it down. I have no idea if this guy was on it. But George, you have a copy of his manifesto. I guess it's already been published. I'm actually shocked.
You want to do the manifesto before the video?
I don't know. Man, you know this story so well. I'm going to defer to you, buddy.
You know what? I'm just going to put the video up. Screw it. This video may be disturbing to some. If you have kids, just don't let them watch it real quick, please. You know what's sad? Like, you see that lady that just goes and sits on the bench to watch him? See that big coat she had on, a big silver coat, and then all the other people watching? You could have ran over there, take your coats off, and smashed them, you know, the fire out, suffocated it. But people just watching, like,
I'm worried sometimes that people stand there so they can get videos, so they can try to get impressions and clicks. We just saw Elon Musk talking about engagement farming. I think anytime you stand by and don't help people on the subway, obviously in this situation, help a man from burning himself, you're planning on disseminating that message, selling the video, or engagement farming on many of the social media platforms. Allegedly, Elon Musk is going to fix that. He's going to start going after people that are engagement farming. I don't know for a fact that's what it was. But this is pretty alarming. I mean, and this guy obviously has been having some mental health issues for a while. Now, there's some photos that surfaced. We didn't bring him in, but there's pictures of him with Bill Clinton, which I find odd. Allegedly, there's also a picture of him promoting for Bernie Sanders in a Bernie Sanders shirt. I don't know if they're legit. You know, AI is getting so sophisticated, and I don't want to jump on engagement farming or clickbait even on our own show. It's not what we do here on the Big Meat. We want to bring in the evidence, but this is an alarming behavior. We're seeing a pattern of this. I don't know why he's alleging there's some connection between Hillary Clinton and Trump. And I can tell you from the Trump camp and from many of those that I know Trump personally, that's a bunch of garbage. He literally hates Hillary Clinton. Okay. At the end of the day, you guys could see his reaction whenever she was around. We all know that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are not good people. We've seen enough evidence. It doesn't matter what party you're with. You don't want people like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton or even their own daughter in D.C. You've seen what they've been involved in, 57 suicides around Hillary Clinton. She's not a good human being. I don't trust her. I don't trust Bill. You see what kind of a man he is. So listen, if somebody trying to say it's connected to Trump or trying to add some new layer of drama to the Trump trial as if there is enough already, I'm kind of disgusted by the whole thing, George.
I am. We're going to go over to manifesto. I'm going to put it on another screen. So I'm going to be reading it. We'll be on with it. So
yeah.
Okay, his name is Max Azzarello. He says he's an investigative researcher who has set himself on fire outside of Trump trial in Manhattan. This is an extreme act of protest to draw attention to an urgent and important discovery. We are victims of totalitarian con, and our own government, along with many of their allies, is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist world coup. I mean, I'm not going to read this whole thing. I'm just going to go through it, but you can get this online. He's talking about financials, cryptocurrency, Ponzi scheme.
Sure.
Talking about a bunch of Ponzi schemes. Our vicious beasts and cryptocurrencies is history's largest Ponzi by orders of magnitude. We know the government is involved in a lot of shady stuff. Let me see. I will point out to one of the most astonishing pieces of standalone evidence. I found Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton's 1988 DNC speech, where he nominated Mike Dukakis for president against George Bush. The speech is vile, mean-spirited, roast of Dukakis that makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, yeah, all right, but that was when? 1988? Why is that bothering you now? Notably, actor Rob Lowe, who was supporting Dukakis, was a victim of teen sex blackmail operation at the DNC that year. Whoa. Never knew that one, Lance. I don't know about you. Did you ever hear that?
What was that?
That Rob Lowe who was supporting Dukakis was a victim of teen sex blackmail operation at the DNC that year. Wow.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know.
Hollywood's full of it. We've seen plenty. But here's the thing.
Why set yourself on fire for these idiots? It doesn't justify it. Look at this. I mean, I have no idea. Too much to read here. This is way too much.
You know, honestly, I think he thought it would have some impact greater than himself or greater than the impact he could have. Maybe lots of people weren't listening to him because his thoughts were strung together with kind of what happens when you're dealing with a mental health crisis. I don't want to undermine what he thinks he was doing, and I don't want to talk badly about him. I don't know the guy. Never heard of him before this. I don't know that I'll ever hear about him after this. I understand he's still alive. I'm not sure what kind of condition you could be in after putting that much accelerant on yourself. But the story right now is that he is in the hospital, obviously not doing that well. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. Listen, you guys, obviously, we're not supporting this kind of behavior. And I'm not sure what this guy had to say, there's any merit in it or not. I guess we'll wait and see. George, you found a really interesting video of our dementia-riddled installed president.
Oh,
I haven't even seen this yet, so this is news to me. Where did you find this?
Online, on TV. Where else are you going to find Biden's top 10 dumbest-ass moments? I mean,
it looks like he's talking at a union event of some sort, is my guess.
The IBEW. So instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting foreign products. What? Huh? I don't even know what he said. I'm just going to let you guys hear it, and we'll just come back to it because I don't know. I don't speak Biden. I'm sorry.
Instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting further products.
Lance, do you speak Biden, Lance? Because I don't. I'm sorry.
I believe that said means, let me translate. He put a dookie in his shorts.
Dookie? Did you do a dookie, Biden?
Here's the deal. He's gone. Anybody that continues to support him, I don't know how you can blindly, you know, I would understand that if you, you know, I get it if you want to try to dive in and say you're not going to support Trump, but I don't know how you can support this kind of insanity. His brain is mush. The drugs are having less and less effect that they're pumping him up with. It's not working. The Secret Service is carrying around a diaper bag with two changes of pants because he can't even keep it in him that long. This guy's gone. You guys got to be kidding me if you're going to support this. And Kamala Harris is just as bad. She may not have dementia, but she didn't have a brain to begin with. You know, vote for somebody else if you want. Vote for, you know, Kennedy or whoever else you want. I'm not telling you who to vote for because that's not what we do on this show. What I'm telling you is this is ridiculous. I mean, this guy's just, he's mush. He's mental mush. And I got to tell you, George, I continue to watch people like the Krasensteins and others support this guy. How can those idiots support this guy? Explain that to me. How can you support this kind of mush?
I don't know. Lance, at this point, I do not know. I mean, if you keep, how you can even vote for him now next, this coming election? You see all this. Don't you feel concerned about if he can fulfill his duties? He can't fulfill his duties now. Imagine every day gets worse, progressively worse. There's no way. I mean, people wake up. The media is hiding it from you. That's why you got to come to the Big Mig and watch the show. We give you the facts.
He can't string together five sentences. How is he going to take care of the country? I mean, obviously, he's not running the country. We hear this Obama and Hillary Clinton running it. We've heard it more than once by many groups, even on that side of the aisle. But, you know, we've got traitors on both sides. I knew this was going to happen, George. I knew Johnson was going to prove that he's a globalist traitor. I have to say, we're going to start off with a meme on this one. I love this image. I don't know who made this, but whoever made this, 100% I agree with you.
You do? You ready? You want to see it? Lance?
Please.
Oh. Oh, look at that. Is that McCarthy behind there?
For our audiocast people, it's a picture of McCarthy zipping off an outfit that looks like Johnson. So basically what they're saying is that Johnson is just McCarthy with a costume over the top of him. Incredibly great meme. Very, very pointed and direct. So once again, the House overwhelming advance globalist Ukraine aid bill, 316 to 94, 151 Rhino GOPers, I don't even want to call them GOPers, go ahead and vote yes. So this is overwhelming, right? We already know this is globalist foreign aid. Ukraine, even our own government, has admitted that the war is done. They're losing. It's not going to get turned around by aid. The only thing I can think is continued that many people in Congress are benefiting. So of this $95 billion in foreign aid, $60.84 billion is going to Ukraine. The rest is going to Gaza, Israel, and Taiwan. I got to believe that Mike Johnson sold us out. I don't know what they have on him. Are they blackmailing him? Do they have information that he can't allow to be exposed? It would seem so, because so far he hasn't delivered on anything. He hasn't released the video of the J6ers. He lied to the American people about how he was going to be definitive as compared to McCarthy. Looks to me like he is McCarthy. He's a coward and a traitor. And when you start going through this list just goes on and on, George. I mean, it's Alabama, Nevada, North Dakota, Texas. All these Republicans that voted yes. It's disgusting. And you got to go look at the list. It's over on Gateway Pundit. I downloaded it, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And these are people that swore to you that they were going to hold the line. You need to go find this list, and if it's in your own district, make sure that these people don't get back in, because these people are not doing what they told you. Forget that they're Republicans. Let's just assume for fact that they are uniparty members. None of them can be trusted. They will not do the will of the people. I don't think there's one person in the United States that wants to continue to support the war on Ukraine unless they are financially benefiting. Let me say this to you guys. They can't win. They couldn't win the day the war started. They're fighting Russia, one of the top handful of superpowers in the entire world. Do you actually think that this isn't just a bottomless pit of wasting our money? We've got veterans living on the street. We've got $2.2 trillion that our own government borrowed from Social Security and has still not paid back. I'd rather see this as a payment to Social Security. Why should we continue to not pay back Social Security? Do you know that every retiree in the United States would be getting more money out of their Social Security benefits if that $2.2 trillion was back in there? At the end of the day, that's what our government does. They lie to you people, and you guys believe it. They put it on social media. Not you guys, not the Big Mac Mafia, not our subscribers. I believe that our people know the difference. They've watched us on the show. But this list is Republicans that stabbed you in the back. And that's what they did. You can't trust them. At the end of the day, I think you guys really need to focus on getting these people out of D.C., getting Donald Trump in, and getting the rest of these people out. George?
Listen, we got lots of work to do, but we have to get Trump in there first. It's not going to, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to take a lot more than 4 years to clean this mess up, but we have to start now, continue fighting. Even if Trump gets in, there's no time to be... take a chill pill, relax, maybe take a vacation a week, but, you know, it's okay. But we're still going to have to fight this every day, because when Trump goes, we have to make sure this doesn't happen again. So we have to keep fighting. So listen, Lance, you see this? RFK Jr.'s sister, Kerry Kennedy, tells America to vote for Trump on none other than CNN. Loving it. I'm loving it. I'm going to play this real quick.
Don't do it. Vote for Trump. Excuse me.
Vote for Biden. Nah, too late. She said vote for Trump. I'm voting for Trump.
At the end of the day,
gotta love it.
It's amazing. I love that video. I love the mistake. Floridian slip. You know, the Democrats obviously wouldn't give RFK Jr. Secret Service support. And now guess what? The Democrats are moving forward to try to strip Trump of Secret Service detail. Never before been done for a president. And my opinion is, here we go again. It's being spearheaded. It just came out. They're acting like it's regrettable. At the end of the day, they want to remove his Secret Service detail. I don't really think they have justification, but of course they're using it, saying everything he's up to. This is all part of their plan, right? The plan to not allow him to run for president, because they can't beat him fair and square, because they're a bunch of cheating lowlifes. That Secret Service detail removal is in full swing. They think they have the right to do it. But you guys have to realize this is all part of the plan. Everything they're doing is to undermine our political system so they can continue to install these lowlifes in D.C. And if you guys want free and fair elections, man, you better overwhelm the polls and you better get Trump in there. And not because you're a Republican. You better overwhelm and get Trump in there because that's the only chance you have of saving the country. I can tell you that because there is no other choice besides him. And you can tell me plenty of things that aren't right about Trump. You can tell me he has a big ego, or you can tell me he's narcissistic, or you can give me all that stuff. And it might very well be true. In some cases, I believe it is. But what I do believe is the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And both parties are afraid that he's going to be in there because he will drain the swamp this time. I am told that Trump is ready to do everything necessary to save our country. And you don't hear that from any of the other candidates. What you hear is DEI and transgender and LGBTQ 3-65 narratives. You hear about our continued funding of foreign wars. You hear about the wasteful money. You hear about them not paying back Social Security. You hear them obviously stealing from our government in many ways. And of course, laws for thee, not for me. Insider trading, foreign money, book deals, foundational money, NGOs, and of course, military industrial complex. And of course, the censorship complex that is DC. George, I think it's our only choice.
It is.
Trump or nothing.
It's definitely our only choice. And I'm going to say this, you know, when Trump wins and hopefully we get a Republican House and Senate majority, and this way they can give him an extra 4 more years for all that Russia hoax BS that they put upon Trump and a nation.
Russia.
So that's what I want. But before we go, I want to say to our devoted Big Mig Mafia, Gus, tomorrow is his birthday, Lance. Happy birthday to Gus. Many blessings, healthy
happy
ones.
Happy birthday to you, Gus.
Happy birthday to you, Gus. Happy birthday, dear Gus. Happy birthday to you. Not, we don't normally sing happy birthday for everybody, but for you,
we
Gus.
Do that for everybody. There's no doubt.
Gus gets it because Gus is the man. I may jail on Gus and bust his chops here and there in the chat, but you got to love Gus because he brings it real. He brings it. Dude brings it. Tells it how it is. Tip of the spear for Gus.
We love you guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate all the people that made it possible for us to go to the CSPOA NAB event. You guys are greatly appreciated. All your financial support goes back into the show. We don't take a dime out of the show for ourselves. We're going to plan on doing the upgrade of the equipment. Obviously, we're always on top of that. Whatever you guys donate. So if you can subscribe for a small monthly amount over at Rumble, we would greatly appreciate it. It's only a couple bucks a month. It might cost you, stop you from getting one coffee a month. If you can do the same on Locals, you can also subscribe to us over on X. So any of those subscriptions go right back in the show. Also, obviously, tips, Rumble ramps and rants and otherwise are greatly appreciated. Everything that you do, sharing our content, getting us more views, subscribing to us, growing our channels, join our community on X. You can get it right at the top. You just ask to join and then we'll allow you in. That's on the Big Mig Show on X. Of course, G Valentine on X. Follow him and let's continue to grow his account. Lance Migliaccio, follow that account. We're going to be exposing a lot of stuff. I think you guys will be very excited about when we start to release the lineup. We're just firming up the last of the dates on this guest list. As we nail it down, we're going to wait till we've got 4 or 5 of them nailed, and then we're going to put it up. You guys are going to be pumped. It's going to be some great, great exposure and great, great information. As always, we love you guys, and we appreciate everything you do for the show. Thumbs up, comment, share. Man, put the content out far and wide, no matter where. We need to get our voice and we need to get unified because this is not going to get any better unless we take back control of our country. God, country, family, guys, we appreciate you.
Have a blessed weekend. We got some interviews coming up next week. I believe we will tell you. Hold on. You know what, Lance? I forgot my calendar. It's my fault. I apologize to everybody. But
no,
I
we'll post it up here after the show, George. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. We've got to get some stuff done, too.
Oh, yeah. We got Ivan Raiklin next Thursday. I know that.
Boom. Yeah, we do have Ivan coming on. That'll
be funny
great.
Guy.
He's a funny guy. You guys will love him.
I met him
all
in person.
Right, guys.
First time. Have a good weekend. God bless you all.
The Big Mig Show. We're out.
Stay frosty. Peace.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way.
Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.